X-Ray Service, Pizza Electric Motor Incorporated, Big Stone Therapy, Minnehota Building Center. Other state wrestling sponsors, Greater Community Credit Union, Hillcrest Fertilizer, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Lock Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Fertile's Crop Insurance, Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo, and our premier sponsor, UFB Minnesota.
Okay, welcome back to the Xcel Energy Center. Dick Newman along with Danny Lee, and we're just about set to do Eli Greenman's match in the semifinals, and he'll be wrestling Zach Remmer from Mille Lacs Lake, a junior with a 48-1 record. Eli is a junior as well, 38-8. Also, they're running the girls semifinals along with all three classes. So we could have Daniel Gunnlaugsson come out. We could have some more people as well that we're covering. So we'll have to keep on looking on them. Greenman is on deck.
Just that whole the mat. We were just talking about what time we're going to get on. Usually, not many pins or anything in this row. Well, the mat we're waiting for just about had a pin. We got 1:15 to go yet in the period, but I thought it was going to be over quick.
Well, Greenman in his first match won 8-6 over Luis Lopez from Medford, and then in the quarterfinals, a wild 15-10 victory. Iron Morton. I don't know how to pronounce
it. Yeah, that's a long one.
It's a long one, but he's in the finals against Zach Remmer from Mille Lacs. Both are juniors.
We're also keeping an eye out on Landon Marthaler. Given Grandma a couple shout-outs, so we're going to We might be covering our match, but we'll put some spots in on him as he's on deck too also.
And also Daniel Gullickson would be coming up fairly soon as well.
Down to 5 seconds here on the match before Eli steps out. Coming out on the mat right now. Checking in at the scoreboard.
All right, well, finally get a match right in
here
front
we
of
go.
Us.
Yep. Yeah, mat one finally. We don't need the binoculars.
Right.
All right, both men step in and shake hands, and we're off.
Well, Greenman has scored 23 points individually here in two matches, so yeah, he's a good one.
Reamer shot down in a low single, comes around and gets the two-point takedown. Shot in on a low single off the side and just swung around and I picked it up, took him down to the mat.
He only has one loss, 48-1. So he's a real deal. Well, everybody is in the
Everybody semis. In this round is going to have, you're not going to see any 500 wrestlers.
Right.
It really cranks up in intensity. Most matches go the full six.
Greenman having trouble. He's up on, he was up on his base, but looks like Reamer's getting a little bit high.
Yeah, he's very high. Slides off the side. He does have a wrist trap back. Now he loses that. Eli does a short little sit-out. Reamer just hanging on to the shoulder. Trying to follow him around.
Got an arm bar now.
He brings Eli back down flat onto the mat. 35 seconds to go here, first period. These matches are a two-minute first period.
Yeah.
The Russellbacks are all one-minute first period.
winner goes on to the championship match later on this evening, and the loser would be wrestling for third and fourth. So they both are on the podium tonight.
Yeah, everybody that wrestles this round is going to get a place, and then they're all, any the top six are considered all-state.
All-state, yeah.
That's quite an honor.
Well, first period's over, just 2-0. Reamer's choice, flip of the disc, goes to Reamer.
Yep.
And he's going to go down, leading 2-0 over Eli Greenman. His parents are Mike and Tammy.
Off the whistle, Reamer just kind of sits there in a table, and Eli is going to do. Now he hits a switch, spins around. Eli just kind of pushes him away, and so he's going to get a one-point escape back on their feet. 3-0 with 1:42 to go in the second period. Oh, Reamer is quick.
Yes,
he shot in from quite a ways away on a low single. He's got Eli up in the air right now, trying to come out that back door and spin around. Eli hanging on to the ankles of Reamer. He's still trying to come out the back door. Eli doing a good job of hanging on to that leg. Just trying to get a stalemate here. Now Reamer's getting a little ground, trying to turn around. But Eli pushes him back down. Now he's on top.
Looks like a shooter daughter.
Should be a stalemate pretty quick, you'd think. But Reamer is starting to come around right now, and he does get spun around under there. So
that's a takedown.
Gets a two-point reversal. Now that makes it 5-0. Well, that was a takedown, too, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's right. Yep, yes.
35 seconds left in the second period.
Trying to run the arm bar in on the right side of Eli here. Grabbing wrist. Riding that ankle for quite a while. Our official needs to make a move off that. Now he jumps across to the other side. He's got a 2-on-1 wrist right now. He comes up and hammers on the back of his head, trying to get that power half in, stretching him out. That's going to end the second period. Eli trailing 5-0 to Zach Reamer. It's going to be Eli's choice. He is going to go neutral, trying to open it up a little bit. Off the whistle, does a little head slap, trying to get balance a little. Reamer is very quick. That time Eli was ready for it. He blocked it as he came in. Now Eli's trying to go around the corner, got him in a front headlock. Got Reamer sprawled out, trying to get around the corner. Not quite hooked up yet. Really, really close. There he gets it. So 5-3 cuts Reamer. So 6-2, excuse me. Was 5-2, and then Eli cut him. So 6-2, 1:26 to go in the third period. Eli in a front headlock here, tries a little hip toss. He's got Reamer. It's tight, but Reamer has reached across and has Eli's far leg, so he can't apply all the pressure he wants to. Now Reamer goes back into a low single. He's trying to come out that back door again on Eli. Eli hanging on for everything he's got to onto Reamer's feet. Now Reamer comes around and gets the hook and the cross face and going to get the takedown.
Wow.
So 8-2 with 50 seconds to go in the third period.
Steady movement, but little moves. And
yep.
That's the second time he's done that.
Yeah, he's quick. There's no doubt about it. He's shot in 3 times on Eli that were, they weren't touching, and he'd do a little drop step and shoot down in a low single and get that single and pick him up in the air. That's the difference in the match, the 3 takedowns that he's had.
20 seconds left in the match. Once again, the winner goes on to the championship. The loser goes to the third and fourth place match. So pretty high on the podium. Greenman came around, got a reversal right at the end, but probably too late.
That's going to do it, yep. 8-4.
We have Martha up on mat 8. There's no score in that match yet. They're right on the edge of the mat. And he's wrestling Jackson Refsider. Still
looks like Landon took him down. Got a 2-point tick riding now. So
I'm looking for Daniel Gunlickson.
Now
we're going to
mess
him. Great.
Come away, Donovan.
We're not sure what Maddie's coming out on yet until they post it. So we're gonna just keep an eye on the scoreboards and watch Landon a little bit. He is not on the board yet. So I think that's going to end the first period for Landon down there, leading 2-1. I did not see whose flip of the disc it was, but he is in the bottom position, so he probably chose down. Off the whistle, Refsnyder tried to kick Landon over, and Landon just rolled with it and ended up getting a reversal on that. Now Refsnyder is coming around trying to get a reversal back on Landon. Landon's hanging onto that one leg.
Okay, here's Daniel on deck on mat 1. So be right in front of us.
Okay.
And they're in the winding down the first period on that one, so a couple periods to go.
Down on Martha, our match. Down to 1 minute, 10 seconds. Landon leading 4-1, and there's a stalemate called. Landon is riding. The coach is arguing something with the official. I'm not sure what it was on there, but over there talking at the scorer's table, trying to get something changed, but usually not very often they change things back.
Daniel Gunlickson will be wrestling Jack Nelson, a senior. Both are seniors from Mound, West Tonka.
Okay, we're back underway on the match. No changes in the score. Still 4-1. Refsnyder does a stand-up. Landon still has control of him. Brings him down to the Kelly. Oof, just missed the half, or he was going to try and put him on his back. Refsnyder reaches back and throws in a wizard on Landon right now, just trying to keep him down on the mat, and the official steps in and calls a stalemate. Still 4-1.
Joseph's mat 1.
35 seconds left in the match.
He's looking good down there on that 8, huh?
Yep. Yeah, he's down. Refsnyder's trying to slide out the front, but Landon's just hanging on to that one leg. Now he lifts it up, going through the back door, and really scrambling around the mat down there. Landon down on a low single. He's going to have to do something with it, or he's going to get a warning for stalling, but nothing called yet. Now Refsnyder is coming around the side. There's going to be, as time was running out there, they gave him 1 point for an escape. They were still locked up. Now the coach is over.
I suppose they're checking the clock, huh?
Well, they called it right on the whistle, gave him an escape because he didn't really have clearance, but the coach wanted a 2-point reversal.
Right.
But, so it's 4-2 right now, and Refsnyder is going down. Landon gets on the left side. Off the whistle, Refsnyder stands up, Landon just pushes him away, so 4-3. 2 minute, well, 2 minute period here, just started a little bit ago, so probably 1:40 to go in the clock yet. Okay. Both guys on their feet. Landon did get the first takedown, so hopefully he can shoot back in there. Russ Snyder has that Russian tie, and they step out of bounds. .123 to go here in the third period. Still do not see. Oh, that's Gunnarsson up on and on deck.
Gunnarsson, it's not Gunnarsson.
Over on the multicolor mat, big scramble. They end up going off the mat, so a fresh start in the middle. Landon still leading 4-3 with 55 seconds to go here in the third period. Right out on the edge of the circle. Landon down on a leg, and the official calls a stalemate, so fresh start in the middle. I don't believe there's been any warnings for stalling. Russ Snyder slides around the side and gets a duck under, gets the takedown. 5-4 now in favor of Russ Snyder with 35 seconds to go. Landon gets up, tries to reach back and hit a switch. Does not get that. Russ Snyder brought him back down to the mat. 20 seconds to go here, third period. Russ Snyder's got the leg in on the left side of Landon and locked on with a power half, just holding him down here. Down to 5.
Oh, wow.
Looks like that's the way the match is going to end up here. Landon Marsteller is going to lose a heartbreaker. 5-4. Led the whole three periods until the last probably 40 seconds. And ended up getting taken down. So,
but he's still
in the tournament.
Oh, yeah. He'll be going for wrestling for third place tonight. Still looking for Daniel Gunnarsson. I saw the word Gunnarsson, but
Trey Gunnarsson.
Haven't seen him. Seen him yet.
Nope, he is not up on the board, so.
I guess we can send it back to the studio for this quick timeout, but when we come back, we'll be doing the match with Daniel Gunnarsson after this.
Do you want protection and peace of mind for your farm operation this upcoming year? Then call Zach at Fernald's Crop Insurance, where they deliver premier service to use your precision technology for reporting and can provide insurance options exclusive to them. With that, they can provide you with a plan that makes crop insurance easier and more accurate than ever before. For more information, please give Zach Flickinger a call at 320-226-4210 or visit their website at fernaldscrop.com. Fernald's Crop is an equal opportunity provider.
At Appleton Area Health, we do more than offer services to keep you and your family healthy. We believe in chips and caring for the entire person as a whole. We're proud to serve our community and the region by providing services that allow you to receive specialized care and still stay close to home. From primary care and behavioral health to wound care and general surgery, our experienced staff offers personalized care to meet your family's needs. Appleton Area Health, exceptional service, trusted care.
Team, what does that mean to you? Is it sports? Is it academics? At UFP Mineota, it means helping build a community that we are proud of. We are proud of our kids, proud of our local businesses, proud of the parents who work hard every day to support and grow the future of our community. UFP is more than just a company that provides great jobs with great pay. They are a family team that supports the people that supports them. UFP Mineota is proud to help bring you coverage of your Mineota Vikings. Good luck to the Minneota Vikings from the team here at UFP.
So Wearable Designs in Appleton offers a good inventory of apparel items, custom-made jewelry, belts, caps, blankets, bags, and much more. Home decor items as well. Check them out on Main Street, Appleton. Did you know you can create and share your own designs using their website? Go to SoWearableDesigns.com and be creative. So Wearable Designs, downtown Appleton. Larson Brothers Concrete has two dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listening area.
Considered getting your outbuildings on the farm place connected with internet service? MVTV Wireless Internet is now offering managed farm network services. Not an MVTV member? No problem. Keep your current internet service and get your farm connected with MVTV Wireless Internet. Give us a call to find out more at 320-564-4807. MVTV Wireless Internet, connecting rural Minnesota.
With spring around the corner, United Prairie Bank isn't waiting to heat things up. Introducing 6% APY interest rate on our Rewards Interest Checking Account. It's a checking account that's truly rewarding. It's easy to earn this great rate by just using your account for everyday needs. Choose United Prairie Bank and get best-in-class local service and technology. 6% annual percentage yield on balances $0.01 to $15,000. Full details online or in person. United Prairie Bank will help you get there. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Ken Herbeck, Twins Hall of Famer and two-time world champion, and a 1978 graduate of Bloomington Kennedy High School. You are listening to the Minnesota State High School League State Tournament. We are the league.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located at 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
You want to feel important. You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters, and that you can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We felt that way too. I'm Sergeant First Class Chris Hewitt from Glencoe, Minnesota, and that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people, and together we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit nationalguard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Prins Bank of Prinsburg, established in 1916 to serve the needs of our local communities. We offer a variety of banking products and services. Prins Bank strives to make our customers' banking experiences easy and pleasant. Our friendly and experienced staff is highly committed to service and customer satisfaction. Our goal at Prins Bank is to combine friendly, hometown banking with a wide array of products and services to satisfy our customers' needs. Prins Bank, located in Prinsburg. Check us out on the web at www.prinsbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
The good old days.
What about the good old days?
Remember way back when you could drive into a dealership and pick up a brand new vehicle in the same day? Those days are back.
No way.
They are at Heartland Motor Company.
Okay, so if I came in today, what could I drive home?
How about a new Chevy Silverado half ton or heavy duty truck or a new Chevy Trailblazer, Equinox, or Traverse? We've got a lot of new vehicles in stock for immediate delivery.
Shop online at heartlandmotor.com.
Because it's not just a Chevy, it's a Heartland Chevrolet.
Find new roads at Heartland Motor Company in Morris.
Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated in Minneota is here to help. Pete's Electric Motor has now brought in the starter and alternators for ag and construction equipment. Pete's Electric repairs electric motors and has new and used electric motors on hand. Pulleys and belts, all your air needs, dryers, hoses, fittings, and cast air compressors. Pete's also has new and used pallet racking. Pete's Electric Motor, with over 25 years of experience, just a mile and a half north of Minneota on County Road 3. Give Brandon a call at 507-872-5188. Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Mineota. Prairie Sportsman on Pioneer PBS celebrates our love of the outdoors. The weekly half-hour show, hosted by Brett Amundson, takes viewers around the state, rock climbing in southwest Minnesota's Blue Mounds State Park, snowmobiling to the northwest angle, steelhead trout fishing on North Shore streams, and tracking majestic golden eagles in southeast Minnesota. Watch Prairie Sportsman Sunday nights 7:30 and Monday at 12:30 on Pioneer PBS.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 64. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 44 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 59. High of 43 Monday, under cloudy skies. 44 Tuesday. A peek at the extended shows, 49 Wednesday, 42 Thursday, and 40 on Friday. Another look at the short range, a high of 64 today. We should dip down to around 44 tonight, a high of 59 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Q92 Country. Right now, 39.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could sell grain from your office, from your tractor, from the local coffee shop? What if you're on vacation, the market runs, and you want to sell? With CargillAg.com, you can. Anytime you have internet access, you can sell your grain to Cargill. By signing up for a free account through your farm marketer or sales support rep, you can manage all of your Cargill activity, including tracking all of your grain contracts, scale tickets, and more. You can also sign documents with the Cargill e-signature. Sell grain and check the latest futures prices. Contact your local Cargill representative or visit CargillAg.com. And we have a note here. The new 2024 weekly calendar available at the Cargill office in Madison. Stop in and pick yours up today. Jim's Market Wine and Spirits, North Highway 75, can be a southwest Minnesota's low-price leader. This week, get a 24-pack 12-ounce cans of Michelob Golden Light, $19.99. 24-pack 12-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, or Select 55, just $19.99. 24-pack 12-ounce cans of Busch Light, just $18.28. Bailey's Irish Cream, 750-milliliter bottle, just $27.95. Get a 750-milliliter bottle of Rum Chata, just $23.95. Many other specials. Market Wine and Spirits, North Highway 75 in Canby.
Coming up on 12 o'clock, you're listening to 92.1 FM, KLQP, Madison and Dawson. Let's get back to more state wrestling with Dick Newman and Danny Lee from the XL Energy Center in St. Paul.
We are close to the Daniel Jellingson match. He'll be wrestling Jack Nelson from Mullen, West Tonka. He's a senior with a 52-2 record, and Daniel is undefeated with 51. So those two guys have a combined record of 103-2. My goodness, isn't that something, Dan?
That's pretty impressive.
Well, Dan got here by 10-0 decision over Simco Balkas from South St. Paul, and then in the quarterfinals, he won 5-3 over Tony Ballman from Howard Lake Winston Waverly, and now we'll wrestle Jack Nelson from Mound, West Tonka. He was a section champ in section 2, and he defeated Parker Jackson from Watertown Mayor. Now, I don't know if I think Dan wrestled in the team part at 145, so they did not meet the Watertown Mayor wrestler that Nelson beat in the finals of the Section 2. But still, two very, very good wrestlers. We're still waiting for that match to open. Actually, a wrestler from Marshall is wrestling on the mat that Nelson and Dan Gunnarsson would be wrestling on next, and Dylan Malagi from Marshall is ahead 7-0.
14 seconds to go here in the second period. Both guys just started in the middle of the mat. I don't think much is going to happen for the rest of this period. Dylan's got a nice, comfortable 7-0 lead.
Go through the section for
before Dan on how he got here as well. So in the first round down in Wyndham last week, he won by a tech fall in 4 minutes, 16-0, over Granlin Briggs from New Ulm. And then in the semifinals, in 56 seconds, he pinned Tyson Lawaji from Marshall. And in the finals, in 36 seconds, he pinned Raiden Bipes from Hutchinson. So he's was a section champ for the third year in a row.
Off the whistle, Lawaji did a really nice stand-up quick spin around, scored another point, so he's leading 8-0 right now. .120 to go in the third period.
Following the Dan Gunlakes match, we have two more area wrestlers coming up. Of course, from Canby, it's Nick Wagner, and for Team United, it'll be Brady Rohde. Those are at the 189 and 285 weight classes, so we'll have no problem getting to them when they come up, although they could be wrestling at the same time. Let's hope that.
A little break in the action on the Lawaji match. I don't know if there was a little bug or something they had to clean up. Coaches are talking to the officials. Now the official goes over the scores table. I don't think that the wrestlers can go talk to their... Maybe they can.
No, we're only on that number 8.
But anyway,
the score is currently 10-0 on the scoreboard.
Looks like 30 seconds left on the clock
in the mat match.
See, they got it showing it's the fourth period, but I don't think it's there because 10-0 on the scoreboard, so
yeah. They're
having some issues with the scoreboard or something going here. They keep starting and stopping and starting and stopping. Now they're trying to clear the... Now we've got it down to the third period. 1:05 to go is what they put back on the clock, so.
And still 10-0?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they got that right. Off the whistle. Don't know who Lawaji's opponent is, but tries to stand up here and, right up there, Alex Lehman.
He's from Grand Rapids.
Hits a power stand up, but Dylan just comes up with him and then throws the legs in. So they get a stalemate. He does that a couple times. He'll probably get one for stalling. But
the only senior with a 50-0 record coming into the tournament, and Lehman, also senior, 46-5, Grand Rapids.
Dylan trying to roll here. Had Lehman kind of in trouble, but now he's on his feet, and he breaks away.
I think Dylan, by the guillotine, is rank 1.
He's a very smooth wrestler, no doubt about that.
Very helpful, probably, on Marcella in the practice room.
Down to 10 seconds, and we'll have Dan coming out. He's coming out of the chute right now, so Lawaji's going to handle this one very easy. Just took Lehman down again at the end of the period there. He's going to take a 13-0 win, and he's in the finals,
right?
Dan, just waiting on the edge of the mat to get everything cleared off, and then you go check your name in, and we'll be ready to go. Marshall coaches are still talking to the officials about something. All right, both guys come out. Dan Lipson's going to be the green ankle. Nelson will be the red.
Jack Nelson. Oh, Nelson shoots in, tries to get an ankle pick, but Dan picks that leg away.
How we got out of that, I have no idea, because that was a good ankle pick by Nelson there, and Dan just lifted his leg up and got out of there. Now Nelson is trying to come around the corner on Dan. He does have a leg hook, but Dan does have Nelson's lead leg up top. No points have been awarded yet. He's trying to come around the corner, but Dan's got his arm locked. Now they are out of, and they go out of bounds. Wow.
Nice movement by Dan to get out of that position, but he tried to turn the corner and almost got it as they went off the mat.
These guys are so quick.
Oh, man.
Now wrestling on match one, 145 pounds.
We talked about some of Dan's matches are almost like the state tournament. Well, this is the semifinals.
This is it.
Yeah.
Horace Ressler is just right in the middle of the mat now, just kind of head fighting.
Sam and Jeannie are both Dan and his younger brother Ben's parents.
1 minute to go on supporters of the sport. Nelson shoots in on Dan again, and Dan's kind of raised up in the air. He's got one leg wrapped around his head. Now he goes around the body with the legs hanging onto the ankles. Nelson trying to come out the back door here. Ben's just hanging on. He gets the stalemate.
Okay.
That's the second time that's happened in this match. Yeah. Both guys, they just not going to give up any points. And that's why they're 103-2
right.
As a combination.
Yeah.
Now Dan gets a Russian tie. Had Nelson kind of hopping around a little bit, but things kind of separate.
As the match is going on, Dan is getting a lot of respect from Nelson. Nelson, really highly ranked wrestler, as is Ben.
Right.
Now wrestling on mat number three, 139 pounds.
That's going to do it for the first period. Flip of the disc. I did not see, but I think Nelson had his choice, and he's going to choose down right away. Daniel climbs on the right side right off the whistle, tries to chop and jam an elbow, get it back, knock him down. Nelson just keeping a low base. Now he's on his feet. Daniel trying to bring him back down. He does. Nelson pushes right back into Dan.
They're both sitting on the mat. Nelson.
Dan does have a leg hook, but he's trying to keep Nelson from coming around that corner. He's doing a good job of riding, and Nelson does a little sit out of that and gets away, so takes a 1-0 lead here third way through the second period. I think we got some
blood
or something.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they just stopped.
We didn't see any contact or anything. I don't know if it's bloody nose or maybe got cut by a fingernail or something. But
looks like they've got it stopped. Now they're plugging it, and they'll be back out shortly.
Okay.
Dan already comes back out on the mat. Official takes a look at Dan because he had a little blood on his shoulder or something too, and they went out. He was cleaned up. Nelson keeps working on his one shoe. It's the second time he keeps retying his shoe. And most of the shoes now have a Velcro strap over the laces, or you have to tape them.
Yep.
Oh, Nelson shoots in on a really nice double there. And Ben rolled him over to come out the back door on it, but Nelson's going to get a 2-point takedown. So 3-0 right now in favor of Dan Gunnlaugsson.
Jack Nelson.
Yeah. Sorry, Jack Nelson. Sorry.
Yeah.
Dan Gunnlaugsson is behind 3-0. Dan coming up off his base, trying to get some hand control here. Nelson's sitting on that left ankle for quite a while there. Now he runs a tilt on Dan. Dan fights through it. Kicks all the way back over and gets back to his belly, so no points awarded there. Nelson still has that tilt hooked up right out on the edge of the mat. Both pair of wrestlers have one knee out, one knee in. Now they step out of bounds.
So a fresh start here for Dan. See if he can explode out of there.
21 seconds to go here, second period.
Be nice to get one or two.
Yes, it would.
The third period.
He's up on his feet. Won't step right away. And
yeah.
Nelson just kind of hanging on, draping over the shoulders. Down on the other side of the arena, so it's hard for us to see it, but I think he's just got a double wrist lock on Ben, and just that's going to end the period right there. So Jake Nelson leading 3-0 over Dan. Dan looks over his coaches, try to go up, and they agree, so
going to go on their feet. Now,
neutral, see some action here.
A takedown for either one would be big right now. And stopped again, must be for blood.
And more blood.
Yeah. Well, you get to this part of the season, you know, and the nose gets dry and gets banged up a little bit. Yeah, so.
And then once it starts, it's hot, it's really hard to get it to quit.
Right. At the same time, I'm sure they're both in good shape, but there is a little rest for both wrestlers. But I know Team United takes a lot of pride in their conditioning, and I'm sure Nelson, with the 52-2 record, does the same thing. Their team, his team. Okay, back in action.
Right off the whistle, Dan goes down to like a three-point stance, try and get low. Nelson just kind of counters that, goes down with him. Oh, shot in on a single there, Nelson did, but Dan just underhooked it and just raised him right back up. Not that he's going to probably try to throw anything here, but it was a great counter to that shot. The official calls a stalemate. Back off the whistle. Boy, them guys, they're getting low. They're trying to get underneath each other. Ben was down to one knee. They're kind of trying to slide around. Nelson does a half shot. Ben kind of falls on that. No, he shoots in underneath, but Nelson blocks that.
Ben, of course, the champion in a couple big tournaments. One at Redwood Falls with 40-some teams, and then the one up in Fargo with, I think, 70 teams, champions at both places.
Yeah, he's at the big matches. None bigger than this one right now, though.
None bigger than this one, yeah.
Both guys are just tied up, kind of moving around, 3 seconds to go. Ben's going to have to force the issue somehow here. There's been no warning for stalling, so...
Another stalemate.
Yeah, they get locked up and they're so tight that they can't really do much. And the official just breaks it and gets everything a fresh start. Ben down low again, just 23 seconds to go here in the period. Tries to shoot in for a single. There's a warning stalling on Nelson.
Yeah.
Ben's got to throw the kitchen sink at it right here. 9 seconds to go.
Starting to go around the corner. No.
Nelson just hanging on to that arm. Ben tries a chin lock, but doesn't work. And I don't know if Nelson was awarded. Yeah, he was awarded a takedown right at the end of the match. So Ben ends up losing 5-0 to Jack Nelson. His first loss of the year. That's pretty impressive.
Loss of the year, and he'll be going for third place later on.
Still in the tournament.
Yes. With that, we'll send it back to the studio. We're still waiting for the 189-pound weight class in Class A for Nick Wagner, and then the 200-pound weight class in Double A for Brady Rohde. When those come up, we'll broadcast those as well. So dial soon as 292 as more wrestling will continue whenever they come up. Back to you at the studio.
Time for more wrestling from the XL Energy Center in downtown St. Paul with Dick Newman and Danny Lee. You're listening to 92.1 FM, KLQP, Madison Dawson. Guys, take it away.
Back here at the XL Energy Center, perfect timing as Nick Wagner from Canby is out here against Kale Shock from
Chatfield.
Just blew the whistle when we got back on, so yep. Couldn't get any better timing than that.
At 189, so they're getting bigger.
Shot goes down and gets an ankle, just sweeps an ankle on Nick and takes him down, gets a two-point takedown, and then they go out of bounds.
Shot right in from the right side. Oh, a caution.
Caution on Nick there. He just jumped the whistle a little bit. Shot's going to get a caution. Jumped on too hard. You're not supposed to move the body when you get on is what they kind of watch for. He kind of got on and...
Nick trying to stand up. Shot throws the leg in and brings him back down to the mat.
Now he's got a wrist wrapped underneath. Trying to get a two-on-one here. Pressing high up on Nick's shoulders, putting all the weight up, just keeping Nick flat right now.
Reaching underneath to try to get that arm back.
Now Nick gets up to his base, getting up to his feet, peeling on the hands, and gets away.
Good. 2-1. 45 seconds left in the first period. Nick grabbed the wrist of shot and attempted an ankle pick on the far ankle, but got back up on his feet. Now kind of pushed him away. They're pretty darn quick for the guys they are, too.
I'm impressed with how quick these kids are on their feet. Shot shoes in right out on the edge of the mat, but they go out of bounds, so no points awarded. They're back in the middle of the mat. 22 seconds to go, first period.
Nick is a senior. What a shot.
He is also a senior.
Okay.
31-2.
Okay.
A couple pretty impressive records. Nick is 42-6.
Yeah. Shot shoots in on a single. Boy, he really slid in there. No takedown yet.
Shot was coming around the corner to hook an ankle, and Nick just reached through and grabbed one of his legs and just pulled it out. Clock's going to run out, so no points were awarded.
Good
defense by Nick there.
2-1 after the first period.
It was Shot's choice, and he's going to choose down. The whistle. Shot just kind of balled up a little bit. Stood up, and Nick just pushed him away. So 3-1 right now.
Nick may be a little taller. Now he's in there on a single and got the takedown. Shot exploded back up on his feet and tried to sit out on the edge of the mat and got the escape. So a flurry of action there, right on the side of the mat again, and they go off.
These guys are pretty evenly balanced with talent here. I mean, they're both very quick. They're both very strong. On our feet, 1:23 to go here in the second period, 4-3. Kale Shot over Nick Wagner.
3 points scored there in 15 seconds, but could have been more. And man, they both exploded out of their position. 4-3 right now. Yep. Less. Second
okay,
period.
Just kind of.
They had overtime on net number two for the trip
to the Talk about pressure. Overtime to go to the state finals? No thank you.
Oh! Nishka shot in for a single on shot and just kind of eased up for a second, and shot just exploded and got a takedown on him. So 6-3 right now.
They're trying to get up off his base. Shot's got a leg in on the right side, reaches across, got the cross body right on here.
Trying to work for that guillotine, sir.
He's got neck broke flat down to the mat. Just 10 seconds to go here in the second period. Shot takes a look at the scoreboard and just hanging on to Nick. Nick coming up to his feet, but I think we're going to run out of time here. Tried a shoulder roll, but Shot just rolled right with him. So trailing 6-3, and it will be Nick's choice. He's going to choose down.
On the whistle, he stands up, and Shot just kind of pushes him away. He would have been in good position to escape anyway. So 6-4 now. The next takedown is really important.
Oh, he's in on a nice single right here. Oh, and he catches him in the cradle. He's got him on his back. He's going to get 2 points near fall for sure. This is tight.
There's our goal! Oh, look at the coaches.
He runs over and jumps up, hugging the coach. I mean, he's fired up right now. He shot in on a low single. As Scott was trying to come around the corner, he locked up the cradle, and it was tight. It was bang. Probably, I didn't check how much time was even left on the clock. I'm going to say maybe a minute, 20 seconds left on the clock, so we'll go with 4:40.
It'll have it on the internet.
Yep, but
he is in the finals.
That's why you never give up.
That's right. Okay, we do have Grady Rohde left. Let's get another one in this finals, huh?
That was exciting. That's fun. He got up, flexed, just took off sprinting for his coach. Jumped up in the air, and coach caught him, and great moment.
Yeah.
So Grady Rohde will probably be a match away here. He will be wrestling Rogan Bender, a 37-1 junior from Chisago Lakes.
Okay, I don't see him yet. So let's send it back to the station, and when we come back, we'll have that match. And let's get another one in the state finals. How about that? Nice job. Okay. Back to you at this time.
Prairie Sportsman on Pioneer PBS celebrates our love of the outdoors. The weekly half-hour show, hosted by Brett Amundson, takes viewers around the state, rock climbing in southwest Minnesota's Blue Mounds State Park, snowmobiling to the northwest angle, steelhead trout fishing on North Shore streams, and tracking majestic golden eagles in southeast Minnesota. Watch Prairie Sportsman Sunday nights 7:30 and Monday at 12:30 on Pioneer PBS. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison and Dawson. It's 2 minutes after 1 o'clock. Time to head back on down to the XL Energy Center in St. Paul with more state wrestling with Dick Newman and Danny Lee. Take it away, guys.
All right, Paul, thank you. Welcome back to the XL Energy Center. Wrestling right now is Aiden Lewinsky from Minnesota, and he's going against
Tyler Thier, eighth grader from Jackson County Central with a 36-7 record. Down on mat two, so they're finally, we got one down in front of us here, which is always nice.
Yep.
Okay. Match just started here, and then just a 1 minute period, I got to remember again, so it's going to go quick. But here shoots in down underneath. Caden does the body wrap. No points been awarded here. He's trying to come around the corner.
25 seconds.
Caden just hanging on to that stomach. Got a wrap around his stomach. And they give Deere 2-point takedown. Usually you got to kind of break that grip around your body. He's still just hanging down low. Caden is able to reach his feet. He's hanging onto that, trying to roll. Now he gets it.
Now
Caden gives it up, and that's going to be the end of the first period. So Tyler Deere takes a 2-0 lead into the second period.
I'm sure these two have wrestled this year. The thing is, Jackson County Central's in Section 3A, and Minneola's in Section 5A. Both were champions in their respective section, plus I'm sure they had a dual meet. And those were the first weight, so they probably did wrestle each other.
I think Thier won the flip, and he chose down, so off the whistle. Caden's trying to break him down. He's got a cross body right on. He's got the leg locked in, and he's got the arm back. Thier tried to roll over the top. Caden just about caught him.
The winner here goes to third place, the match, and the loser will be Allstate, but he will go to fifth place.
Up on his feet, Caden's still in control, but Thier was trying to get away, and he got up on his feet. Caden dropped down to a single. Now he's into a double. 1:15 to go here in the first period. Right out on the edge of the mat. Caden's trying to pull that in. He's going to get a 1-point escape here.
So three to nothing.
Right on the edge of the mat. They're going to stop it on a stalemate. Press start, 54 seconds to go.
54 seconds left in the second period.
Both wrestlers off the start just really each have their respect for each other because they know they're good when they're down here, so people don't try any kind of crazy stuff right off the whistle. They just kind of take their time, work into it. Now Thier shoots in on a single. He's got Caden kind of sitting on his butt and trying to get an ankle hooked here. Caden doing a good job of countering. Thier comes around. He's going to get a 2-point takedown.
Pretty good eighth grade.
Yeah. 5-0 right now with 15 seconds to go here in the second period. Linetsky tries to get up on his base. Thier does have the leg hooked in on the right side here. Now Linetsky's trying to throw him over the top, but time is going to run out. So 5-0 at the end of the second period. I think it will be Caden's choice. Going to choose up. Off the whistle, Thier had a pretty good whistle last time. Now this time he just sits, sees what Caden's going to do. Caden tries sticking in a stiff crossface to work on that cradle. Now he's got the leg in on the left side. Trying to go cross body on Thier. .130 to go here in the third period, and the official calls it a stalemate, so Caden will get a fresh start on this. Off the whistle, Thier just kind of sits back into Caden. He's going to see what he's trying to do, and Thier really doesn't have to do anything with a 5-0 lead here. He's just kind of trying to counter everything that Caden is doing. Now Caden's got that leg locked in on the left side again, trying to get that crossbody and ripping that arm out of there. Going to be another stalemate. 1:09 to go. Blood cleanup there. They must have had a plug in Caden's nose and it come out, so he just walked over to the bucket, threw in the bucket, and back at it here. 1 minute to go here, third period. Thier trying to come out from underneath the bottom. Luznevsky throws a stiff crossface, tries to get the cradle hooked up, just doesn't quite get it. Thier reaches back and gets a hold of one leg. trying to come around the backside, gets back in good position here. Throwing and hammering in cross phases, trying to set up a cradle. The official steps in and warns Thier for stalling. Just kind of sitting there and not really doing anything. They want to open him up. Now Caden throws in the spiral ride or the claw ride, and Thier is trying to kick over the top, but Caden brings him back to his base. 15 seconds to go here in third period. Caden down 5-0 is going to be a technical point against Caden there. He threw in a cross face pretty hard. The official thought it was too hard, so we'll give up a 1 point for that technical violation there. 5 seconds to go. Going to be warning on Thier, but really means nothing. Caden will just get one out of that, so ends up to be 6-1 in favor of Kyler Thier of Jackson County Central.
But Caden will have a fifth place match yet, so
yep.
He will be on the podium. Still, I'm looking for.
We got Eli Greenman coming up next.
That's going to be a tough match because both wrestlers' first name is Eli.
And their last names are pretty close.
Yeah.
Eli will be wrestling Eli Greenwalt and Eli Greenman. So we'll see how many times we can mix this up.
Wow. Yeah. I don't see them on deck yet. So we'll send it back to the studio, and we'll have more state tournament consolation semifinals after this.
At Tubs of Soft Water in Appleton and Milbank, we pride ourselves in our prompt and extensive services to give our customers the high-quality equipment and personal attention they deserve. We provide the following services: softener sales, repair and osmosis systems, bottled water and coolers, salt and bottled water delivery, repair of all makes, models of softeners, plumbing repair and maintenance in Minnesota, and septic installation in Minnesota. Check out our website at tubsofsoftwater.com for contact information and a complete list of services. That's Tubs of Soft Water in Appleton and Milbank.
Back here at the Xcel Energy Center, Dick Newman along with Danny Lee, and we are just about set for Eli Greenman coming in, up in the match.
10 seconds left on the match before him.
And this is going to be a tough one to do because both are Eli, and their last names are very, very similar, Greenman and Greenwald.
Wow. Yep.
So we may have to go Camby and Staples or something.
All
like
right,
that.
Here we come up. Greenman stepping out onto the match, checking in at the board. Greenwald following it up right behind him. Walt get their ankle straps on and we'll be ready to get underway.
In this first period, 1 minute, so it goes by fast.
Right off the whistle, both wrestlers just trying to get inside each other. Now Greenman snaps Greenwald down on the mat, but Greenwald recovers and they're back on their feet. Oh, Greenwald goes down really low underneath. Greenman gets, he hasn't been awarded the takedown yet. He's trying to get that ankle hooked and gets that hook. There is the takedown. So Eli Greenhalt leading 2-0 over Eli Greenman. Trying to dig that arm bar in there. He's got an ankle hook sitting on that ankle. And Eli gets his hands free, trying to get up on his feet. Greenwald switches around to the other side and drags Eli Greenman back down to the mat. chopping his arm away, and that's going to end the first period, 2-0.
Choice to Red, Eli Greenman, and Eli Greenwald will choose down to start the second period. 2-0, Greenwald over Greenman. Off the whistle, Greenwald stands up. Eli Greenman trying to...
Just shoves him away.
He was trying to do a cradle, and then Greenwald got up and basically, as Danny said, shoved him away. So 3-0, Eli Greenwald.
Both wrestlers doing some hand fighting. Greenwald tried to reach in and ankle pick. Eli Greenman almost come around the corner and got a takedown, but back on their feet. Greenman tries a little head snap there. He does have a double underhook here on Greenwald, but they're walking out of bounds, and official's going to blow the whistle. The fresh start in the middle.
We've got all three classes, A, AA, and AAA, going in this round. Plus, so we don't want to miss anybody. We've got Daniel Jenningson coming up sometime soon as well.
A little report on Landon Mottala. He is leading 4-0 down on mat 7. Back over to Greenman and Greenwald. Match, they tried a little hip toss out on the edge of the mat, but no points were awarded, so back to the middle. 44 seconds to go in the second period. Greenwald tries to step underneath, kind of a duck under, and Eli Greenman catches that, brings him back out front.
30 seconds left in second period.
Greenman's got Greenalt's back, our arm crosses back. He's got a whizzer on it. They're going to give Greenwald a warning for stalling, just kind of backing up. So Eli Greenman can take advantage of that and keep pushing the issue here, maybe pick up an easy point. Now Greenwald shoots in on a single. Greenman blocks it, tries coming around the corner, kind of stumbles. His foot got caught there a little bit, and Greenwald's going to get a takedown.
There's the end of the second period. So it's 5-0 lead now for Greenwald. And
we're going to go neutral. Well, he can kind of push the issue a little bit, maybe pick up a warning stalling and then get a couple takedowns and tie this thing up.
Never know.
Or near fall. Steps in, gets the double underhook on him arms. Greenwald keeps backing up. The official watching it. Greenman shoots down underneath on a cradle, puts Greenwald on his hip and gets the takedown out of it.
Nice fireman's carry.
Now he jumps up, tries to thread in an arm bar, looks over his coaches, and they say, let him go.
Yep.
So Greenwald will get an escape, so 6-2 right now.
1:23, they go off the mat. Referee talking to them.
Attention coaches will assume the last. Newburn, Anoka, and Woodbury.
Greenman really coming in very aggressive. He needs to.
Yep. And Greenwald just keeps backing up, and the official not doing anything about it.
And he has been warned for stalling.
There's going to be a technical violation on Greenman there. Kind of threw Greenwald out of bounds, and the official didn't like that. So another one-point technical violation to Greenwald.
Yeah.
So 7-2 right now.
With a minute left in the match. Winner goes to wrestle for third after the break, and the loser wrestles for fifth. And they'll all be on the podium. They're all all-state people. Oh, Freeman tried that takedown that the big boys like, where they double underhook and then fall backwards.
Kick them over the top and he did it, but they ended up out of bounds. Right. So, but he has to try it. I mean, he's running down on time now, 40 seconds goal, exactly. Trailing by five. So
exactly.
He's got to try and catch a throw or something, or something to open Greenwald up. Greenwald keeps backing up. That's going to be a point stalling. Right out on the edge of the mat, Greenwald shoots in and has Greenman down on the mat, and he's going to get a two-point takedown out of that. So now 9-3. So that's the way the match is going to end up.
So both advance on. Greenwald will be wrestling for third place, and Greenman will be wrestling for fifth place.
Still in the tournament, so he's still alive.
Yeah.
Just what place?
Yeah. Well, we're looking for Daniel Henrikson. I don't see him, so
I did not catch how Landon Marthaler ended up, but he was ahead 4-0, so I'm assuming that he ended up winning. Oh, there he's. No, he's at 7-3. I was looking at the wrong mat.
Yep. And this board still has 5-3, but
you just go to another couple points. See how much time left we got. 18 seconds to go in the third period, so he's in pretty good control of this match.
Okay.
And he's got Neeson on his back again, so he's going to come up with more points here. It's getting close. The official moving over to the side to look at it, but that's it.
So he'll be wrestling for third tonight.
Yep.
And then Marthaler, congratulations. And that round will start at 4 o'clock. With that, we'll send it back to the studio, as I do not see Daniel Kenlickson at all yet. So we'll be back with more state wrestling consolation and semifinals in the state of Minnesota after this.
Miniota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Miniota, has all your complete building needs. Competitive prices, free estimates, materials on hand. They feature high-quality, low-cost buildings, agricultural buildings, commercial buildings, and residential buildings. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Miniota Building Material, 115 West 1st Street, Miniota. Give them a call at 507-872-6147. That's area code 507-872-6147, Miniota Building Materials, Miniota.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates. Or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Team, what does that mean to you? Is it sports? Is it academics? At UFP Miniota, it means helping build a community that we are proud of. We are proud of our kids, proud of our local businesses, proud of the parents who work hard every day to support and grow the future of our community. UFP is more than just a company that provides great pay. They are a family team that supports the people that supports them. UFP Miniota is proud to help bring you coverage of your Miniota Vikings. Good luck to the Miniota Vikings from the team here at UFP.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
You're listening to the Old Time Show here on Q92. It's 12 minutes after 2 o'clock. You're listening to 92.1 FM, KOQP, Madison and Dawson. Time for more state wrestling from St. Paul with Dick Newman and Danny Lee. Take it away, guys.
Hey, thank you, Paul, and welcome back. We've got Sam Dreets coming out here against Alex Hsu. And that match prior to him is just completed. Yep. So Chu is from
Tracy Milroy, Walnut Grove, Walnut Grove.
Yep. Once again, they probably have seen each other because I'm sure they've had a duel and some tournaments with both teams in it. But Chu is from Section 3A, and Dreets is from Section 5A.
Well, guys, step out on the mat, going at it here, flying around trying to get something, but they fly out of bounds, and so fresh start in the middle. Broke 1 minute first period, so it's down to 35 seconds already.
Both have had a great tournament. I mean, they're going to be on the podium, and they're all-state wrestlers. One of them will be wrestling for third, and one will be wrestling for fifth.
You always talk to kids, you know, that wish I could have got higher on the podium, and you tell them there's about 200 guys in your weight class in the state that wish they could have got to the podium or even got here. So, that's quite an accomplishment to be able to get on the podium.
The first period is over. That thing goes right fast.
Nothing happens.
A 5 minute match.
She was going to get his choice. He's going to defer. Dreets is going to choose down.
The shoot just about went down, but he looked at his coach and he said, defer. Oh, nice stand up by Sam Dreets, but shoots right back.
Well, he's got a single. He got Sam up on one leg, bounce around, then he get the takedown out of it.
Yep, and Dreets stands up right away and gets the escape, so it's all knotted up.
2-2.
Yep.
Both guys in a front head tie here, just trying to get some hand control. Now Hsu gets Dreets down, got a front headlock on him here, trying to just put a lot of pressure on Dreets. Got an underhook on the left arm, and they break away now. Well, Dreets come up with the Russian tie there and kind of held on to Hsu for a little bit after they broke. Now Hsu shoots in on a really nice single. No points awarded yet because he's way down low on the leg. And he tries to pull Dreets back in on the mat, and Dreets actually comes shooting around, and he almost ended up with a takedown. No points awarded there.
Right on the side of the mat.
Both kids.
Yeah.
So back in the middle, 45 seconds to go.
We've got Daniel Gunnlaugsson on deck on mat 8. So we may have two matches here if there's a pin on mat 8 or anything.
Right now, Sam Dreets has Hsu up in the air on one leg, bouncing around, trying to trip him. Steps in and does trip him and brings him down on the mat. Get a nice take the 4-2 lead with 10 seconds to go there in the second period. And Hsu gets up, tries to get away, and Dreets lifts him up and brings him down to the mat. So that's the way the second period is going to end. Sam Dreets is going to lead 4-2. And it will be Hsu's choice. I don't know if he's got a bad shoulder or something. He's wearing a t-shirt, so that's usually probably covering something up. And when they came down, he posted his hands out, and of course that you hit the mat pretty hard there, so just taking a little break and kind of regathering his thoughts because they hit the mat hard. All right, he's back on his feet, ready to go.
In the second period, just starting the second period in the match before Daniel Gunnlaugsson.
So a shoes choice, he is going to choose neutral, so both men on their feet. Shoe shoots in down underneath, but Sam blocks that off. Sam greets, tries a little arm drag, and shoot kind of follows it around. He's got Sam's head down underneath him right now in front headlock. Sitting there right out on the edge of the mat. The official's going to call a stalemate. Both guys in the front tie here. Sam Greets has that Russian tie. It's just like an arm drag. You're just hanging onto the opposite wrist and you hook above the elbow and straighten their arm out. You can kind of just steer them around the mat with that, but they break away down to 1-10 here in the third period. Shoe shoots down on a single, and Sam Greets comes around the side. I think he's got the cradle locked up. Nope, just separated. He was trying to get that cradle locked up. He probably should have just kept spinning and got his two, but I think he was looking for a big move there. Still leading 4-2. With 50 seconds to go, and now both guys up on their feet, circling around, right out on the edge, and go out of bounds. 44 seconds to go. There's been no warnings for Stallings or anything, so Sam can kind of just play the game here. He did back up and shoe shot in underneath. Now he's got his head pressed down in a three-quarter Nelson here, just trying to come around the corner.
Trying to get that cradle in.
He jumps up over the top of Shoe, comes around, and Shoe takes him back over. No points awarded, man alive. Oh, there was points. Sam did get a two-point takedown on that. Then Shoe just about got a reversal. Took it back off the board.
Sam got a two-count, but not a two-count. So that's all. It's going to end.
6-2,
and Sam will be wrestling for third and shoot for fifth. Both all-state wrestlers. Down to matches back underway now on Daniel Gunnlaugsson's match that he's on deck.
There'll be a third period. There's a minute 15 to go on that match.
Daniel Gunnlaugsson will be wrestling Isaac Walker from Caledonia, Houston. I got it here. He has a 45-9 record. Danielson 51-1. Both are seniors. The match before him is down 30 seconds.
Yeah, 20 seconds to go here. 3-0, so shouldn't be a tie or anything that's going to extend this.
Right.
Looking in the tunnel to see if I can see. There comes Daniel right there.
Yep.
Coming out of the tunnel, they got to go to the right and go around the front. And then going into the tunnel, you come in from the opposite side so they keep everything flowing. You don't get traffic jam in there. Dan just stepping out onto the mat. Like we said before, both guys go to the table to make sure they got the right guys on the mat, and they'll get their ankle strap on, and then we'll be ready to go.
Yep.
152 pounds, class AA, from Matt Commando, Joseph Kennedy,
Marshall, Raymond. Trying to see. Sam will be on the red.
Okay. 139 pounds, class AA.
Uniforms are similar.
On the board, yep. Both got kind of yellowish shoes. Sam in a head tie here. Pushing the blocker around. Now blocker's in that Russian tie, trying to get around the corner on Dan, but they break away.
Now wrestling on that.
148 pounds. Dan's not used to a one-minute first period.
Yeah, you gotta get after it with that one-minute first period. It usually takes that to kind of just figure out what kind of opponent you have, but down here they don't give you much time.
Well, first period's gonna expire here pretty soon.
Yep, both guys are just kind of hand fighting, just staying busy. Official steps in, flips the discs. Ben got the flip, but he's going to choose down right away. Daniel wins the flip, and he takes down right away off the whistle up on his feet. Kind of just posting up, trying to come up slow.
And he turns into him, Parker picks up that single leg and tries to bring Daniel down, but Daniel kicks out of it.
He takes a 1-0 lead here shortly into the second period. He steps in on a Russian tie. He's real deep on that, almost shoulder to shoulder here. Tries to pull blocker down, just about had it there. Stays with it, gets that Russian tie back in, and he's dragging him around, trying to get him off balance and snap him down to the mat. But the official blows the whistle for stalemate. Blocker steps back and kind of rolls his shoulder around, so that shows you what kind of pressure you can put on with that hold. Both wrestlers down in a three-point stance here, trying to get a different angle at what they're trying to shoot for. Ben tremendously fast on his feet. And a great scrambler.
Yes.
Very seldom does he lose on a scramble. You go through two, three different moves and come out on top there. He tried a little spin around, but blocker. Sam down low again. (clears throat) 28 seconds to go here, second period.
Oh, tries to drag him by. Drag him by and then catch a leg as it's coming by, but couldn't get it.
Yeah, he's hit that drag a couple times, but blocker's able to kind of just step through it, spin around, and then they go back into it. It'll be a stalemate with 7 seconds to go on the clock. And it will be
blocker's choice, I think.
Yes.
And he's pointing down right away, so 1-0, Sam, Daniel Gunnlaugsson leading. Blocker trying to get up on his feet, but Daniel broke him down right away.
He's got him flat on the mat right now, trying to work some hand control, trying to rip some wrists back and get some kind of pinning combination going. And he loves that tilt, too. He's very good at it. Get that one wrist and reach across, get across the waist, and it's a easy little turn, but not a pin combination.
He's really working hard to.
Blocker's just kind of laying there on the mat, not really opening up, and that's how you catch people. So Ben's trying to bring him over.
Daniels is going inside the side. Oh, he's really working hard.
Yeah. And blocker has done nothing. There's been no warning, and now he tries to sit out. Dan flies around behind him. He hooks an ankle, another right out on the edge of the mat. both guys up on their feet. Blocker trying to press back into Daniel, but Daniel's got that wrist right now. He sticks the leg in. Blocker's kind of trying to dig Daniel's leg out of there. He has that leg hooked in the side.
Oh, boy.
It's got to be good 30 seconds to go here in the period.
Hang on there, guy. And he's been trying so hard to try different things, and Blocker has pretty much just been laying down.
He did nothing till that last little explosion there. I don't know if he was just trying to set Daniel up, but stalemate, so they get a fresh start. Blocker tries to come up. Daniel brings him back down. He's a good rider. He's leading 1-0.
Yeah.
Ten seconds to go on the clock. Daniel's got to just bear down. Oh, he almost got a tilt on Blocker there right at the end. He's got to hang on, and he's going to. That's the match.
Oh, wow. So Daniel Ellickson wins 1-0. He'll be wrestling later on tonight for third place, and Blocker or fifth place. I don't know. They haven't shook hands or anything yet. Or
they just did, yep.
Okay.
Blocker kind of just sat on the mat for a little bit.
All right. So we got one left. Then. Is that right?
Yep. Good recovery by Daniel there. We were talking about it off air. It's tough to come back and win after you lose a big loss like that. Probably, well, was his first loss of the year, and obviously he got his mind reset, and he did well.
Yep.
So we got Brady Rohde yet coming up at 2. So it'll be
a while.
Few matches. So
we'll send it back to the station when we come back. We'll finish out this round of the consolation semifinals. We know that everybody wrestling in this round will be on the podium, and they will be all state. So we. We'll get the honor of covering some All-State wrestlers, and we'll be back after this timeout. Back here at the Excel Energy Center, Dick Newman along with Danny Lee in our last match of this session. Brady Rohde out there, 45-6, a senior. Carson Schoenbach, a senior also from Scott West, 42-10. And
of course, as we get on, they get an injury, and the guy's sitting on the mat. The doctors are looking at him, or trainers are looking at him. And
from
stuff,
the
so.
Match before. story of the tournament.
Yeah. He's up and ready to go. There's all right. 11, I think it's 11 seconds left on the clock, so it's not 6 seconds. So they'll be, should be able to finish it up on this. Guy needed a breather, maybe. So that's going to do it. So Brady will be stepping up here. Stepping out on the mat right now. Down on the far mat. I wouldn't want to be the guy that he's wrestling right now after
I hope
his last loss. So
I hope so.
He's probably going to come out with a little vengeance here. Try and get as high on that podium as he can.
Yeah. Once and final time, everybody in this round is on the podium. They're all state as well, but they're wrestling for pride and for third opportunity or fifth opportunity.
Brady's out against Carson Schoenbauer from Scott West. Both guys tie up right in the middle. Schoenbauer is a big kid, too.
That first period just flies by. It's only a minute.
Heavyweights maybe like that. A little shorter time.
They don't get so greasy in the third period.
Brady snaps him down. Schoenbaum tries to roll Brady over in a headlock. I don't know if he's got it yet. They haven't awarded any points. Schoenbaum's trying to come around, and Brady comes out the back door and gets the takedown. Nice scramble by Brady there. That wasn't a bad headlock, but he was a little, wasn't quite rotated enough, so he couldn't get Brady over on his shoulder, so there was never an award of any points awarded for a takedown or anything, so Brady just kept working and working and coming out the side, and finally come around, got the takedown. So he takes a 2-0 lead into the second period. Showing Bauer's choice here, the second period, he's going to take down. Brady climbs on the left side. Off the whistle, he jumps into a leg ride. Ooh. Takes Schoenbaum over.
Got him on his back.
Oh, now he does. Now he crawled up, and he's in the headlock position and got Schoenbaum sprawled out. He's got all period here, so he's got lots of time to just sit there. I think Schoenbaum is done right here. There it is.
There it is.
When his butt is on the mat and his feet are flopping, pretty hard to have your shoulders off the mat. So 1:40.
1:20.
Great job coming back on it.
With that, we'll take this break. We'll send it back to the studio, and we'll be back on the air for the third place and fifth place matches at 4:00. Back to you, Paul, at the studio.